Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The Senate will not go along with President Trump's call for most Americans to receive $2,000 to help deal with the coronavirus pandemic. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the $600 in the just-signed legislation is enough, and he won't allow the Senate to vote on a House-passed bill for the higher amount. NPR's Kelsey Snell has more.
Many people will still get smaller checks. That's $600 per adult and $600 for each dependent for those who qualify. The larger checks were in the end a demand from President Trump that Republicans felt they had to reject. And McConnell successfully killed the plan by pairing the checks with other totally unrelated demands from Trump. One to look into unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud and one to repeal a decades-old law that provided certain liability protections used by social media companies.
NPR's Kelsey Snell. The Labor Department released the last weekly unemployment claims report of the year this morning. It shows the pace of the newly unemployed may be slowing a bit, but that tens of millions of people are out of work. The Census Bureau will miss today's deadline for reporting the first set of results from the 2020 census. NPR's Hansi Luong reports the delay in census numbers could jeopardize President Trump's efforts to alter the count before leaving office.
In Trump's final days in the White House, the president is seeking to exclude unauthorized immigrants from census numbers that the Constitution says must include the, quote, whole number of persons in each state. Those numbers are used to determine representation in Congress and the Electoral College for the next 10 years. And federal law says Thursday is the deadline for delivering them to the president. But COVID-19 and schedule changes by the Trump administration are forcing the Bureau to miss that deadline. There's no penalty, but this delay could mean that it will be President-elect Joe Biden and not Trump who receives the numbers. Hansi Luong, NPR News, New York.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom says he's ready to commit $2 billion to help school districts bring students back to class safely. Kate Wolf from member station KQED reports on the plan, which focuses on young elementary school students and those with disabilities.
Studies show coronavirus transmission among young children is minimal, and a small fraction of the state's schools have been open since May with no significant issues. The governor's new plan would subsidize teacher, student, and staff COVID-19 testing and also help with PPE and ventilation improvements.
In-person instruction, there's just no substitute for it. It's so much more difficult for a four-year-old to focus on a device than a 14-year-old.
Newsom also said he wants school staff to be prioritized for vaccinations. For NPR News, I'm Kate Wolf in Oakland.
On this last trading day of 2020, the market is mixed. The Dow is down 20 points. The S&P is up 1.5. This is NPR News. Spain and Britain reached agreement today to keep the Gibraltar land border open just hours before Britain completely leaves the European Union. If no deal had been reached, tens of thousands of people would have been forced to go through checkpoints and get their passports stamped as they traveled across the border of Gibraltar, a British overseas territory located on Spain's southern tip. A toxic algae bloom in the Pacific Ocean is delaying the Dungeness crab fishing season off Washington. New research shows these blooms are becoming increasingly likely because of climate change. NPR's Lauren Summer reports.
The culprit is a tiny single-celled algae that produces a neurotoxin called domoic acid. It makes shellfish like Dungeness crab unsafe to eat. So fishery managers have delayed Washington's commercial season until mid-January. Over the last 5 years, these blooms have regularly shown up on the West Coast. Researchers writing in the journal Frontiers in Climate say warmer temperatures are one reason why. The algae are surviving in hotspots, which then seed other parts of the West Coast. They say the region will need a better monitoring network so officials can spot these toxic blooms and alert the public. Lauren Summer, NPR News.
Becky Hammon became the first woman to serve as head coach in an NBA game last night. She took over coaching the San Antonio Spurs when the head coach, Greg Popovich, got thrown out of the game in the second quarter. Hammon has been the assistant coach since 2014, the first woman in that job in NBA history. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.